So what was the origin of Hell's Bells? How did it all begin?
Well, we had an idea that it might be fun to do a show about famous women who have been condemned to hell, and explore the nature of, you know, what's bad and what's good and what gets you sent to hell and what doesn't get you sent to hell, and whether people make their own hell or whether society puts them there. So we put it together, found three really funny women and a funny guy, and turned it into a kind of a burlesque review.
Okay, you have three actresses playing 20 roles. You need three incredibly special women to pull off these parts. Can you just talk about your cast?
It's fun to cast, but we did it really well this time, I think.
Yeah, we've got Kristen Mengelcock, who's been in several productions of Forbidden Broadway, and that's a good enough endorsement for us. We've got Oakley Boycott, who's a newer comer to the actress, but she's a very funny person. And we've got Laura Daniel, who we've worked with before in the show, and Omri Shine, who we've worked with before in the show. And all three women are funny, and Omri's like a real treasure. So it's been very good to have four accomplished comedians.
Okay, how difficult was it to put the score together for this production?
Well, we've been working on the show for more than 10 years. This is the latest incarnation, so each time we do it, it gets better. But even the very first production had, I would say, 75% of the music that's in there now, and lyrics.
Okay, so the new material, how did that all come about? What made you want to add in so much new material to this version?
Well, we've done, times change. When we first did the show, we have a character called the Pop Star, who kind of is the emphasis for the whole story. She's been condemned to hell. So originally it was Madonna, but that was a while ago when we were first starting it. So the Pop Stars keep changing, and we decided to put in more naughty Pop Stars, like someone who kind of represented Amy Winehouse and Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan and all those naughty people. But then as time has gone by, some of those have like come to tragic ends. So we kind of settled on a Lady Gaga type of character as kind of our main pop star. So that's one reason to keep new material going, because you always got to put new jokes into it. And the other thing is, people have suggested people like Marilyn Monroe should be in the show, and other people. So we wrote a song for Marilyn Monroe and put her in the show.
Hey, how would you describe the style of music in the production?
I would say it's extremely eclectic, because we've got all kinds of stuff, from pop feeling to old Broadway sounds, and Soft Shoe, and the Judy Garland song, definitely reminiscent of Judy's style, especially from her famous concert at Carnegie Hall. So it's very, very eclectic. Leaning on traditional Broadway, but Broadway from way back when till now. You know, there's a parody of a Sondheim song in the show, so it was actually fun to work on different styles.
Okay, considering that, the multifaceted approach that you guys went for, what do you think is the target audience for this production?
Well, definitely it's going to appeal to people who have an older crowd that feels that can remember people like Judy Garland and Betty Davis and Joan Crawford. But hopefully we've put some like rock numbers in it, and it is about pre-contemporary, about contemporary notions about who belongs in hell and who doesn't belong in hell. So I think that a modern, younger audience could also relate to it.
Okay, how difficult was it to pick the 20 women that are going to hell? I mean, you're making a huge statement here, picking, pop culture icons and, historical figures. Like, how difficult was it to just name, people that went into the production?
Well, in auditions, we asked them to do the takeoffs on some famous people, and also it was important that they sing really well, because, there's a lot of singing in the show, and that they're pleasant to look at. I mean, this is show business, but this time we were really only casting the one woman, since Kristen was recommended, highly recommended, from the Forbidden Broadway experience. And we found Oakley, who I think she's only 21, but I think she's terrific. She's pretty You know, in New York, there is a big array of talent. If we were casting this show in Duluth, I think it would be very difficult.
Considering how much experience both of you guys have, you know, in the theater scene, how important do you think this production is into your larger body of work?
I always like to do different things. I've worked on opera, I've done some traditional musicals, I've done some non-traditional musicals. This is a review, and a review is a form in itself, and it's fun. I think there's been a few good that did Forbidden Broadway. I think the Martin Short show a couple of years ago was a really funny review. And review is, it's just an interesting genre to work in, you know, because it's almost like writing 10 one-act plays that go on one after another.
Yeah, I've had a show that sold out at the New Victory, a children's show, and I've also had a show that played the Kennedy Center, and a few, you know, really nice experiences. But this form, in which I experienced myself as an actor many, many times, I was in a hit show off Broadway called Scramble Feet, did Punk Boys and Dinettes 7 times, and so reviews to me are really great fun, because I think the character of the nature of the performers have to be really pop-out people. I think they really have to pop out and grab the audience's attention. So it's always fun to work on this kind of a piece.
Okay, you guys mentioned earlier that there's about a quarter of the material is new in this production. What else do you think stands out about this? I know also, too, you mentioned that, you know, some of the figures have changed as well. How else do you think this production, you know, stacks up against the other ones? How do you think it's different?
Oh, I think it's the best one yet. I mean, it's we've definitely put in. Not only do you see parodies of the people who are in it, we also have done. You know, it also contains parodies of like Marlene Dietrich style numbers and Tallulah Bankhead style numbers, because some of the characters like Medea, you know, aren't familiar, so you give her kind of Tallulah Bankhead's personality. So that's. I think this time we've really matured as a piece, and we've also it's also a little more political about has things to say, I think, about women's rights, how people regard successful women or aggressive women, and of course you know, the gays should be judged fairly and not condemned as sinners for some bizarre reason, you know.
Yeah, I would also say that this production, I think we have the best musical director we've had so far, and good stage management. Those elements, which are not really visible to most people who are not in the theater, really make a big difference in the quality of the show. But, you know, they always say casting is 90%, I think, and in this case, I think we got there. We have really good people.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys a hypothetical. Let's just say, a theater goer is walking, you know, by the Midtown Theater on a Saturday or Sunday around 5 o'clock, and they see, you know, this Hell's Bells, and they're like, why should I go see this? How would you guys sell it to them?
Well, for one thing, you can go in at 5 o'clock, see the show. It's an hour and a half, and then you can have dinner, and then you can still see a Broadway show. So
and eat in between.
And on a rainy day like today, that's or tomorrow probably, you know, it's a good way to stay dry for an hour and a half and have a good time at the same time.
Yeah, I would also say that the evidence of the audiences we've had already for this incarnation, people should know that people come in and laugh for almost an hour and a half, and that's pretty good when the market is down 400 points.
Okay, is there anything else that you guys want to say about the production that we haven't touched base on?
Well, I'd like to remind people that it's on Saturdays and Sundays through October 2nd. It's at the Midtown Theater, 163 West 46th Street, and the performances are at 5 p.m.
And I'll just say I'm hoping that if we continue to have a number of people really having a good time, that we hope we can find another venue for the place, for the show. Alert more people to its existence.